It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Sunday, April 5th, in the year of the Lord God Almighty, 2020. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host, Bishop Jim Joseph Timothy Grennan.
Joseph Timothy Grennan, yes.
I do that in there. Huh? JT, he's with us in the house. Joe, this has been, next week will be 10 years for the Genesis Church.
10 years, right?
10 years.
It's awesome.
Be 4 years, September 4th or 6th, was it?
I think it was 4th.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking it was 6th. But anyways, one of those 2 days, it is our 4th year anniversary. Boy, it's been 6? Yeah.
Sixth.
It has been a crazy 4 years.
Yeah.
But I'd say out of all the weeks, this has been one of the craziest weeks that's going on. And a lot of tragedy around, a lot of tragedy, but a lot of it is just ignorance, okay? And I'm going to get into detail of it today with some things, and next week even more, why I think we have the coronavirus. But the cool thing is it doesn't matter, okay? We're getting rid of it all over the world because it's nothing more than shit from cells.
Yeah.
One way or the other, that's what a virus is, okay? So I'm not going to get into it this week. But hang on, folks. There's people around the world now doing testing and more all the time. And people are getting rid of things that are really hurting their country. So if we can stop that Bill Gates of hell we covered last week, you need to go back there and look at that, okay? We got Dr. Phil calling us. We got ABC calling us. And, you know, I ignore those people because they're just a bunch of bozos, okay? Mm-hmm. They're just paid up. They just say whatever they tell them to say. I mean, I don't even listen to them. Because we, you know, they say, well, he's a doctor. Wait a minute. I'm a human being. He's a human being. I can read more than him and study more than him because he has a degree on the wall that doesn't even know about nutrition.
Well, he's not allowed to study that stuff.
No, he isn't. He's not a doctor.
He doesn't even do it because he can't.
He's a Nazi-trained doctor. I'd rather be a free thinker. Okay? So let's just go into the facts. Let's not talk to Dr. Doan, so say. He's a freaking Nazi-trained doctor. He sells poison. Why would you listen to him? Because this is what's so stupid about you people. Well, most people. A lot of people. Not all people. Usually the ones that aren't stupid are the ones listen to us.
Yeah. But so not you guys.
Not you guys. The other guys. The other people. Because they don't even listen to what's going on. So where things are going well and we've got like 6 or 7. We have one group of like 14 people. 12 were completely negative after. But we can't tell you where they were because it's an evil country against MMS.
It's an evil world.
Yeah. And they take, I don't want to get into what they do. Can't tell you. Sorry. But I got 4 or 5 others that weren't positive. And I'll read them. I'll read them today. Let me get to there in a second. So next week, Joe, okay, here's a very solemn time, and I'm not joking because we are in a horrible place on the planet because people are blind. The people perish for lack of knowledge, the Bible says. Okay, look at this. Dun, 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 dun. This baby's been around with me for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more because we're in Mexico. Let's just say 8, maybe 9, maybe 8.5. I'm retiring today because it's beat up, okay? In fact, I'm going to even take this off and put it on another hat. But in the meantime, this will probably be my main hat for a while anyways. So my son Jonathan was in Dominican Republic, and he has a friend that prepared these. He prepared me another one, Joe. What do you think of this, baby?
Huh? That's nice.
I like it. I like it. Okay, enough of the insignificant stuff, right? Let's get into some important stuff. Yeah, we had Lisa Bartley. What a... I mean, these people have no shame.
They have nothing to do.
She's such a liar, and then she comes on and wants to lie again. Because Jim mentioned in a newsletter, and they read this, they watch this. Lisa, you're just an evil bitch, okay? I pray for your soul, but you're just so caught up in this evil ABC, the fake news. I'm glad Trump started that. But I said that before he did, remember? He was running for president. She said, you people are liars, you're fakes. Then Trump comes out, the same guy I'm talking to, says he's the worst one, Brian Ross. A piece of, I pray for them all. I do. I have to. Because the split second, Joe, split second, you close your eyes in death, and the 23 gram soul comes out. They weighed people dying, mm-hmm. and they all lost 23 grams. Wait, well, no, they might have lost bodily fluid or something more. No, they're sitting on a scale. It doesn't matter where it went.
Laying on a scale.
Yeah. So as soon as that leaves, unless God doesn't miraculously and brings you back, and that's happened, talk to people about that, then for eternity, I'm gonna go, wow, why didn't that person listen? And that's what you're going to be saying. Okay, so I have to mention that all the time. I don't care what you think. One guy said, I know this guy this week, and I'm talking a lot of leaders and stuff. I know this guy, and this guy does that, and this guy has that much money. I don't care. My father owns the universe. Why would I care about some insignificant little human that when they all die, they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, mm-hmm. The great white throne. I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, whether I did in the body, good or bad, not to get saved, but to get rewards or not, not to keep them, but to give them to him. Mm-hmm. Imagine not laying anything at Jesus' feet after he saved you. Wow. So, just saw in Fox, well, this I wrote this a couple days ago, but just saw in Fox, let's try this chloroquine and Z-Pak, see if the risks outweigh the benefits. Joe, this is what they said. Yeah. Did they say risk?
Yeah, that's all it is.
So, wait a minute, there is a risk then.
No, but it's so close that they have to see if it's worth it. You know, if we get like, you know, this much better benefits, then...
Well, let me show you the risk. And you tell if you like this or put up with a couple days of a virus and 98% of the people get rid of it, okay? Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest scams. How could you go through this whole hysteria when 98% of it, and on top of that, doesn't matter what it is, we get rid of it. I got some testimonies already. We'll get into it. I can't get into this.
But a pandemic, I think, has to be at least 20-25% mortality rate to become a pandemic.
Yeah, but that's not happening, though, Joe.
No.
They're not saying that. They're not saying that worldwide. And so, anyways, we got to get into that next week. I want to cover this one this week. Hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Can't even spell. Chloroquine.
Where's the word?
Hydroxychloroquine. And what do you know about that? I know a lot about it. I took it. I took Z-Pak. So don't tell me I don't know what happened to me. I'll tell you what happened to me. You might not believe me, but I don't care either. That's the thing. When you speak the truth, it's like, Joe, when you speak the truth and let the truth out, it's like trying to feed a hungry lion. Mm-hmm. You just let it go. It feeds itself. Truth just goes and just convinces people or it doesn't because of their rejection or belief. So you got hydroxychloroquine compared to chlorine dioxide, what we make, okay? Look at the difference in the chemical makeup. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Put it in your thing? Look.
Like 26, look. 18. Yeah.
I didn't put it in your notes. I forgot because I just had it last night. Totally different animal. The difference between apples and oranges, okay? Different, okay? And the problem we have... And we've got really close to the president now, maybe probably right into his ear. And it's up to them. They're saying they're going to let the FDA do fast-tracking and open up stuff. Okay, well, then open up us, right? It's got 30,000 patents. Many of them meant medicinal. So if you're listening, Lisa Bartley, listen. Listen to what I'm saying. You're going to wake up one day in hell if you don't listen to truth. And Brian Ross, too. And all these people. Fox Pharmacy is just that. Fox Pharmacy. Okay? The owners sit on the board of Merck, GlaxoSmithKline. Oh, and by the way, they published the Satanic Bible and The Joy of Gay Sex. They're really stalwarts of the faith, the people. I'm not saying everybody on there is a liar, but everybody needs to know who they are. Okay? And if you're just one that just reads off the screen and smiles, they smile at a lot of wrong times, Joe. They're talking about people dying like, so they can look pretty. You know, it just makes me sick. They won't have us ever on there. In fact, I wouldn't waste my time. I really wouldn't. I'd rather people that listen to us this way. Why? Grassroots, people looking. Fox or CNN, is that all you have? You know, Fox is more popular because they seem to be more Christian. They seem to be more truthful, and they're not cutting down President Trump all the time, right? That's why they get more of his, and I believe they have friends there. I'm not talking about friends here. We're talking about lies or no lies, substantiated or not. And all this doctors that are behind Trump, most of them all Nazi trained. There might be a few in there that are good thinkers on their own. So the president is listening to Nazi-trained doctors, Joe. I put a verse in here from Job. This is who they are, really. Everybody you listen to. But you are forgers of lies. You are all physicians of no value. Job 13:4. Read that again. Okay, I will. But you are forgers of lies. You're all physicians of no value. The Nazi-trained medical industry is just that. Before we had natural, probably before the 1700s, then the Industrial Revolution kicked in, then you get all these Nazi-trained people, or before the Nazis, practicing with vaccinations, then it came right into Nazism, they started practicing there too, because that's where it started, in Prussia, okay, in England, those two areas. Mm-hmm. Came over to America, and some of them went to jail for killing people. They took them out and made them heads of companies, Joe. Read my book. Read the first 90 pages of this book free. You don't want it? You don't want to buy it? Okay. Read it. And if that doesn't prick your attention, I need to check this out further. Okay? Shut it. Oh, you can't shut it. It's an e-book. Just throw it away. I don't care. But those that are listening, we've had thousands lately. Get it free. I didn't make any money off it. Some go forward and get the rest. I wouldn't say the majority. I'd say probably maybe 30% go forward and either get the whole ebook or even get the printed book. God is my provider. This is just something we're doing. I honestly want to make this free to the world. Not the printed one, but the whole ebook. Get it into 1 billion. I talked to a guy this week. 1 billion households around the world. Ebook. They could break it. And I wouldn't even care if they printed it out. I wouldn't care. Because some people just like to have a book, Joe. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I need to get this into people's hands. Once you get this into people's hands, I've talked to this week, and they're reading it now, let the world decide. Not me. You, after looking at both alternatives. You want allopathic poison Nazi medicine, or do you want the way the body was designed naturally? It's up to you. Second volume's out. Okay? I think I mention that every week, but second volume's out. In fact, I won't have to skim over that in a minute. So, last week we did cover the Bill Gates of hell. You need to look up what he's been involved in. I talked to a guy this week that said, listen, Mark, back last October, they told us to get ready for this. Right after Bill Gates come out with this agenda, was it 210 or 2021?
Event 21.
I think it was 201 or 220. Anyways, watch the... You don't understand the amount I read every week and note. So I forget what the agenda was called, but you can look it up, Joe, just so I don't look stupid. You're stupid! No, was it Agenda 21? Or
Agenda 21 is...
No, Agenda 21 is the UN thing. Yeah. I think it was Agenda 201. Bill Gates last October. Anyways, look it up. But then back in 2011, he put out a book... movie backed it. He's in it. Is Contagion.
Event 201.
Was 201, yeah.
Event 201.
Oh, Event, not
Event
Agenda.
201, yeah, that's what I said.
But it was in 21. No. Agenda 21, okay. Event 201, which he helped put together Agenda 21, too. So these people are evil, man. I really think he's a clone. I don't care if you believe it, but they cloned animals back in the 60s. It's the same principle. I think they're cloning. Well, they're cloning hearts. They're cloning everything now. Now they have the ability to take a brain and program it from a computer. Joe, come on, man.
Yeah.
This was 50 years ago. The Rockefeller evil family and Carnegie were you putting all their money into genetics. Wake up. Read. Stop reading, watching the movies, although they're kind of a foreshadow of what they're mocking you about.
Well, how many virus parasite movies have you seen, you know, pandemics and all that stuff?
And they scare. It's all hysteria right now. We're curing this with 1 to 3 days. Cure. Yeah, Lisa. Cure.
Don't say
heal.
That. Don't say that.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to care. They're going to threaten me with death. Because I'm going to fight. See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight with my mouth. I'm going to fight with the truth. And if someone comes into my house, my church, I might have to defend our church, too. Okay? You have to get through a few things. And if they pop me in the head, remember we said one day, they could just pop us in the head, just go, blah, blah, blah.
Don't miss.
One of my dad told me one time in there, Okinawa, they were talking, the guy in a foxhole, and talking to the friend, boom, he just saw like a red dot in the guy's forehead. And he started talking like, blah, blah, dead. That's how I want to go. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're dead.
Goodbye, goodbye.
They get us both
goodbye.
In one shot, huh? Go see the Lord and see ya. See ya. I'm more excited about that than anything. But I am excited about hundreds of testimonies. I got 30 more for next week. And I got like 15 today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's your results? Where's yours? Right here. And I only listen to it. You know this. The only people we help are people that are doing something. And I only listen to people that know what they're talking about and show evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Medical system can't show anything. It's all fake. Okay, you got Bill Gates involved in Walmart, too. Oh, I want everybody to go in Walmart and get this and that. He owns stock in it. This is my theory for the coronavirus. But next week, I'm really going to get into what I think it exactly is. Might be wrong, but it doesn't matter. Because we're getting rid of this so-called test that's coming up positive. Getting rid of that. And we're getting rid of more than anything than a test is all their symptoms are gone. They feel great. Because the body's self-healing. My coronavirus theory. COVID-19. That's kind of funny. 19. They made it 19. COVID. You know, and it's spliced. And I see it on Fox all the time. This is not laboratory made.
Yeah.
It's not. Why is it spliced?
It came from bat shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it HIV in there? Why is something called gain of function put in it? Why is there other things in it? Just came naturally. Yeah, right. And the same people that were so-called developed, in a laboratory where they say it escaped, those soldiers went to Wuhan. Okay? Well, I got to get into that next week. But anyways, COVID-19 is a design lab-created virus for a design lab-created vaccine with a design result, depopulation. That's Bill Gates. He wants to depop him, just his part. Vaccines, abortions, sterilization, medicines. He wants to take about 15% off the earth. Okay? Joe, that's a lot of people. That's like 1.5 million people. Then the others, he's involved in spraying the skies and poisoning the waters and all kinds of stuff. So he's probably looking at his part 25-30%. And then they got the guy, Georgia Guidestone, saying we want to get it down to $500 million so us elite can just kind of run and everybody else is working for us. Oh, yeah? God has a different plan. Joe, God has a different plan. He's not going to follow their plan. He's going to bash them, crash them, and smash them. But he's so long-suffering, saying, please, wait, please listen. Nah, I don't want to listen. Okay. You had your choice, and you usually had a lot more than one choice. I will mention this really quickly. I have to. A pig virus, a monkey virus, a chicken virus, swine flu, that's pig, whatever virus, rats, monkeys, whatever they are, okay? How can you have them in your body? Because they're made from their cells. You can't. They can only be injected in, okay? That's what I want you to understand. A human has a human virus. Okay, just kind of put that in your head this week and look up around. Just kind of look around. Next week, I'm just going to cover all that. What a virus is, what it does, how it's made, what this could be, and what it might not be, da-da-da-da. And then, really, in the beginning, I'm going to say, this is probably more testimonies. This is what you got to do no matter what. Because this is really nothing compared to the other stuff we deal with, like Ebola, huh? Fourth stage cancer, autism.
Leukemia,
fibromyalgia, lupus, all this. This is nothing. Nothing compared to people that die of that stuff everywhere. And abortions. That's horrible. God's judging our nation because of that and the world. 60-something million last year. I mean, total. I will say this. Why doesn't Russia have any deaths? I will say this, too. They don't have any 5G. Cruise ships have 5G. Let's go to that next week, Joe. Now, I will tell you this. This is, Jim and I have been talking lately. We put one together. Jim and I put one together because it's obvious. These are like a regular virus, like a dengue stuff, Joe. And in fact, dengue probably hurts even more. It's just, it hits weak people. And I just don't want to get into it. But I just want to show you what to do, okay? If after any dose you have stomach pain or diarrhea, then reduce in half for next dose, Joe, right? We do that with everybody. If the person is really sick, don't start at 6 drops, I'm going to show you. Start at 3, maybe less, but get it in them. Then see how the person feels, and if okay, you can make the second dose 6. For adults, 6 drops. Why did we set it like this? Because this is our dengue fever, okay? That virus that was injected into you, okay, Joe? We
injected into you by how?
Yeah, a mosquito. A
mosquito, yeah. Exactly.
Another animal. You have a mosquito virus. Yeah, because it produced it in its cell, shed it, and injected in mine, okay? Because that's what viruses do. They clean cells. They're really the shit of the cell. And then they're eliminated, and that's what we do. We eliminate them. So 6 drops activated if you're fairly healthy, not really sick, 4 ounces of water, 2 times 2 hours apart. If you can do it, fine. If you can't, after the second one you did too much, go down to 3, or even go down to 1. But after those 2, what you decided what to do, for the next 2 doses or more, we've said maybe more the rest of the day, but go to back to 1 drop, okay? Because you get a lot of die-off, Herxheimer, healing crisis, when you start dissolving and cleaning out viruses, okay? That's what happens. Repeat the second day. And you got to adjust that accordingly, okay? Next day, I couldn't take 6 the first day. We'll take 3 the next day. 3 and 3. And then go back to 1, 1, 1. Do it 3 times, 4 times, 5. Jim says even up to 8 times. We're going to standardize it this week. It's just a little tweak here and there. But either way, this will work. It's already working. What Jim told people, already working. What Kerry told people is kind of similar to us. That's already working. So we're not worried about it working. We just kind of make it all standardized because people say, I didn't do it that way. This is so powerful and so good that you, no matter which 3 ways you did it, tweaking a little bit won't matter, okay? Many feel healed after 2 days, but continue for another 3 days and to 1 to 3 drops for 8 hours a day. We're also going to add to that, why don't you just do 30 days, 8 hours a day. Just make a bottle, walk around drinking it. Just make sure it's covered, not in the sun. Do it while you're doing this. Do a detox. Just get the stuff out of your blood. Mm-hmm. For small children, usually small children are less than 50 pounds, but 50-pound kid can take 3 drops. So we're just saying if the kid is really sick, use a half a dose or a quarter, because if someone's really sick, they're just going to vomit because they got so much crap just in their stomach. Why you know this? Because I've been doing it for 13 years. Jim's been doing it to 20, really a little bit more. But let's just say he developed it at that point where he started even healing other stuff besides malaria. So the child's really sick, start half a dose. How to make a half dose as follows. We say, let me show you. That's why I brought these in here today, Joe. Joe, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Run down and give me a glass of water. That's one thing I forgot to get. I'll talk a little longer till you get back, okay? Here's this, the MMS and the activator, okay? get these all over the world. And you can make it in your home. We show you how to make it in your home. We show you other things that make it in your home that can work just as good as this. And in fact, we got some stuff that just came in, and we call MMS2, not just came in, but testimony just came in, 3,000 of them, okay, over a period of 5 years. 2,000 of them were cured just with MMS2, and you can get that anywhere, okay? Just so you know, you have to put in a capsule. It's kind of easy for a lot of people because they take one in the morning, one at night. That's it. And they're curing all the cancers. They're curing dengue. They're curing all kinds of stuff, malaria and other things, okay? But for the malaria one, we do this strong, and it's 100% of the time. The dengue didn't seem it, but many other things, okay? And we got other things we could even show you. You can even just fast. Clean your body, detox it by just fasting. Go back a little ways last year. Look up Don Tolman, D-O-N-T-O-L-M-A-N, on G2 Voice. Listen to him, what he did. We're just fasting. He did a lot of stuff just fasting, okay? Great guy. Love the guy. Rick Simpson, another friend of ours. Go on there. Look up Rick Simpson, G2 Voice. He's using cannabis oil. There were other guys in the past that they end up killing and destroying, like Royal Rife, like the lady Cassie, Cases, no, Essiac T.
Yeah, it was Casey. Really,
yeah, Casey backwards. Canadian lady cured a bunch of people. There's a guy with seawater, Quinton, René Quinton, France, cured hundreds of thousand people. There's guys with water. There's all kinds of stuff. Ours is so cheap. Ours is so easy. And it's so broad spectrum, it's ridiculous. This is why they want to shut us up. People like Lisa Bartley. You're just a punk lady. You're just a stupid little lady that needs to wake up and really seek truth, okay? That's why we only give interviews to alternate. Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink it.
It's for the protocol.
This is how you make a half a drop. Obviously, if you add six or three, you'd be starting, depending which way you want to start. I'd say people start three if you're really sick. If you don't feel like you're sick at all, try six. If you get a little stomach ache, little runs, wait a couple hours and do another six. Or do three next time, okay? That's no big deal, but I'm just going to make one, okay? One drop for like a child or a really sick person. If it's one drop and it's a sick person, an adult, I'd probably give them the one drop. Even though we don't start people on that, we usually start them at half a drop. But we got some people that want to get rid of this quick, okay? Because it's only one drop, it doesn't get as dark. And let me tell you something here about this. People are like, it didn't turn amber exactly. There's some variables there. Smell it. If it's really strong chlorine smell, which isn't chlorine, it has a chlorine molecule in it. It's not Clorox. But see, it got pretty, it got pretty dark pretty quick, Joe. On one drop. Look at that. Okay? I think people can see it. Okay. Yeah. Then you're just going to add a glass of water. 3 or 4 ounces. This is a little less than three. And you drink it. Okay? I'm not going to drink it right this minute because I have antioxidants right here, but I'll sip it just to show you. Yo, you sip it. Prove it to people.
I got coffee.
We're not making poison. Yeah, we're going to neutralize it with coffee. And this great, pure coconut water. Okay? So, that's how you make it. A half a drop. If it's one, you just activate 15 to 30 seconds to water it. If it turns quicker than 15 seconds or less than 30, just drink it. Put water in and drink it. You never drink it. Let me say this, Lisa. Huh? Let me tell you, Lisa. You never drink this, you liars. On ABC. And I'm glad Lindsay Wagner got in there. Look up ABC, Lindsay Wagner, MMS. I don't know, you people are stupid having her on there, proving our point. Look, this we never drink, okay? Can I tell you that? Don't quote me wrong. We never drink this. Pure. And it isn't pure, it's 22.4%. We always add water. So we take it from 22.4% in a 3-drop dose to 0.00014% of sodium chloride. So you liars, that guy Wong, remember that guy Wong, that chemist? Wow, you're wrong, Wong.
He was really Wong.
He was really Wong. And so what we did, you're liars. You're just liars. You won't debate me on a world scale with the top chemist. You won't. Because the chemists say, I can't debate that. That's true. There's 30,000 patents or more. Jim says up to 100. But I kind of looked it up one day, and I got 30,000. But I wasn't looking as deep as him. This is what you're going to use. 3 to 5 days after child does, you know, after he's doing his, what's telling you right now to do, he can go off for another 2 or 3 days, 3 to 5 days, you know, taking one drop. You want to try to get him up to 8, but if he doesn't and he's feeling better, looking good, do it every couple hours. Because it's nothing what you're really dealing with. It's not. It's just shit in the body that needs to be detoxed out. How it got there, how it's being created. Remember, you can't get these animal viruses unless they're injecting you. You can't catch an animal virus, okay? Okay, this should wipe it out really quick because the world is so horrified and they're so scared. And it's a control, it's a practice for lockdown and forced vaccinations. And I'll die for that. I'll die. You're not going to inject me or my kids or my grandkids for that. Yeah, you'll be taking us out in another way, but you're not going to be vaccinating us. Hear my voice? Swine flu, 1976, paralyzed. Killed, I think, over 25 people. I know at least 25. 500 people got Guillain-Barre syndrome. My side of my throat was paralyzed. Been like that 2 weeks since then. Didn't know it until like 15 years later when I started researching. That's what happened to me. Billions of dollars were paid out, too. Quietly. Boom. Gone. So, if anyone does not have coronavirus but knows you have been directly exposed, we're just telling you to start protocol 1000. Start the starting procedure and go up to protocol 1000. Do a 3-week detox. Good time for you to feel how it works anyways. Okay? You can learn about this in Jim's MMS Health Recovery Guidebook, available at ghbooks.org. You can learn in my book, A World Without Disease, Chapter 10. I've got all there, even how to make MMS, okay? In Volume 2, right here, okay? Volume 1. Volume 2 is basically the genesis of the Genesis 2 Church. Very interesting, okay? And Volume 3 will be out soon, but I've been so busy with some of my other stuff. I'm kind of adding some more to this next one, Joe.
Already?
Yeah, there's so much happened in the first 3 months. I might start there and then go back to 2015 and just let people know what we've been through, the fight we've been in. We haven't just started up yesterday. Someone wants somebody to go on Dr. Phil today or tomorrow. I'm like, don't do it, man. They're liars. Don't even bother. You waste your time with these people. They'll just kind of mock you, and if you're not educated enough to things we've been doing and why it works and stuff, they might just eat your lunch because you don't. They'll just make you look like an idiot. That's what Lisa Bartlett tries to do, but she's the idiot. Who's that? Pickle Dickle out there on Pickle Business Ed Insider? Picklehead Ed? Yeah. We had a few other ones we made fun of because we'll mock you. Just like Elijah mocked 850 of prophets.
They're mocking us.
Yeah. We got the truth, so we're the ones that should be mocking them. Right? Not let them beat up on us. So, if you have been directly exposed to someone, I would do that. For everyone, if you have not been directly exposed, you see that it's so-called spreading, or is it just the tests? Let me say something. I'll bring it out next week. But if everybody had a flu last year and it was put in the vaccine, or the coronavirus, back then, then you, when they start doing the test, of course, it's going to pop up positive if that's what they're looking for. Coronavirus. Okay? Use your head, folks. So Jim would say, if you haven't been exposed to anybody near it, but I still say do a detox if you're coming in contact with us. I do. Joe does. We do liver flushes. We eat all good natural foods 95% of the time. You always have to have a little shit in there. Not bad, but, you know, just to see how your body responds. Mm-hmm. It needs a little. That's how kids grow. They have innate immune system, but they grow to acquired immune system by putting it under, letting things come in, recording them. That's what happens. So, Jim says, you know, if you're an adult, well, we've all been saying this, do the maintenance at night, 6 drops before you go to bed. Well, you sleep like a baby. I do baths, other things, but at least do a maintenance. Or some people do it first thing in the morning, wait an hour before they eat. Gets right in there at the break fast. You've been fasting all night. At the break fast, you can throw 6 drops in. Or you can throw 6 drops in and clean the body all night.
That's why it's so important to have a good breakfast.
Exactly.
The first thing you put in your stomach.
Should be nutrition.
Yeah, especially don't start the day off with a glass of coffee. I either do 2 moringas or a glass with a shot of vinegar.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar.
That's what I do. I've been doing that for about a year.
And we're healthy, folks. We're frustrated because we're in the house. But most of the stuff we do anyways is writing and stuff anyways and editing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really mess our lifestyle up. God protect us on that. And all the people aren't working. I feel bad for you because you should be all back to work. They should never went into quarantine. It's a scam. The plan to get vaccinations, to get more medicines here, kill the depopulate the world. If you don't believe it, you're just blind. You're not listening, okay? These people all the time. This lady right here, she's like the expert. And she's just mimicking the Nazi medicine. They all say the same thing. That's why I know they're all trained the same way. We've have these, if you need anything, let us know. Go to support at Genesis 2 Church. They can guide you to some places of the world. And now we really want, this is what I want at the Genesis 2 Church. I'm going to write it up a little bit next week, what we want to do, and get into why I think the virus is at our 10th year anniversary. Okay? But we could get you the, we know where to get you the travel kits. We know what to carry with you on the airplane. All this stuff they're telling you is bull, man. It's just, I feel so bad for the people that believe this stuff, Joe. Why? Because I've been doing it for 13 years, curing people all over the world. We've been in how many countries doing seminars? I've personally been in 70 countries, but we didn't do that many countries. We probably did 20, 25. Yeah, around the world. Only place you really haven't hit hard, although other people are there, is Asia. Okay, we did Europe, we did Africa, we did New Zealand. We tried to get into Australia. We have people there. The government didn't let us in and stopped us, even tried to get New Zealand to stop us. I only let Jim in for 2 days, Joe. That doesn't happen. We're Americans. We go in for 90 days, free visa. That's just wrong. In fact, they're fighting against and trying to sue the government for doing that. They had no reason to do that. They run the Five Eye Treaty, those countries, are the most Nazi-type medical industries. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Britain, United States. Okay? And then usually a lot of other countries, like over in China, they have the China CDC, FDA. Those are lying organizations that should be dissolved with the Fed. The president would do those things. I'll show you a way to get rid of the medical industry and practice self-care. And if you need help, emergency, you go to the hospital, folks. I've worked with surgery for almost 20 years. It's a little over 15, okay? I really calculated the other day. I was saying 20, but it's like 15, 16, 15 and a half, okay? I've seen it work. They're good mechanics. When they start injecting the drugs, besides like the morphine and stuff, so they can work on you,
pain
right?
Painkillers, yeah.
Thank God for the morphine. That's opium. That's a natural base.
And either way, it's only for the moment in time until you get out of that, but don't do long term.
Run! As they say in Spanish, huye! Run away from those people. Then go back home and practice your self-care. But you break your leg, and that's not going to cure your leg. I mean, you know, put your leg back together. Well, you could put in a splint in this, but, you know, there's sometimes that you're going to do it because you're hurting so bad.
The MSO does.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. Real emergency. Bumps and breaks and cuts and stitches and stuff. Look, I didn't stitch anything on this big cut. It was wide open down to the bone. MMS, DMSO covered it up. Never got infected or anything because it can't, okay? We got holes in people's feet, Joe, this big. Ulcerated, what do you call it?
Diabetes.
Diabetic ulcers.
Diabetic ulcers.
Gone. Okay? Read my book. Watch The Quantum Leap. I'll get in that in a moment. Let me go into this before I go, because this is what people, where are they? Well, I told you, I don't have, I only have this one. 2 days ago, I received the word that 14 people were confirmed cases of coronavirus-19 in Europe. Took MMS and have recovered their health. All have tested positive, and when we tested, were negative. They came out negative, okay? In addition, we have other testimonies coming in now from various parts of the world of people with coronavirus have taken and have recovered. Apart from what has come directly to me, we have seen other testimonies on web boards and comment boxes, and we're putting them all together, folks. Probably have a lot more next week. On the internet, people who took MMS and recovered, okay, from the virus. We can't tell you who they are because they're in a bad country, okay? If they were somewhere else and they want to say it, so we keep it at themselves. But here's like three more that came in that, hello, I am sending you this text to let you know what happened. You sent me two kits because I told you that my mother works in a hospital with my neighbor who got the virus. She gave him a kit, told him the protocol for the virus, 6 drops every 2 hours. Well, he did only 3 doses because it was affecting his stomach. And this is one of the reasons why we knocked it down a little bit, because some people are sick, and we don't start anybody on 6 drops. But because they're not looking sick and positive, we don't just want to kick it out of them quick, okay? So this is what he did. I told him to cut back, but he said he was done with it. Then 1 day later, he tells me that he felt much better. Then 2 days later, he said he felt brand new, even doing push-ups. This was on just 3 doses. He went from the sickest he's ever been to be doing push-ups, just to let you know. Hope it's useful information. Thank you. That came in from Carrie Rivera. She works with autism. Hello, Mark. My friend who lives in Germany had shortness of breath, a cough, and a day with MMS, he wiped it out. Well, it's a short. I'm just saying, the cough and the shortness of breath are two key things, and I don't think they're caused by what people think they are. Okay, I'll get off on a rabbit trail. Hi, Jordan. Well, I myself might be an example of COVID-19 survivor who used MMS. Yesterday, I woke up in the morning with chills. I said, uh-oh, something's going on. I have been going out every day to the grocery store, post office, UPS, etc. So I immediately started on a regimen of 6 drops every 3 hours, 9, 12, 3, 6:30. The chills went away, and my day was more or less normal. But in the evening, after I had stopped taking MMS, I started getting hot. My temperature reached 103. I felt extremely tired and sluggish. That could be die-off. Before I went to bed at midnight, I took 3 drops to try to push back the fever. That seemed to work, and I got through the night. Today, I'm extremely tired again, but my temperature is closely normal. I tried taking 6 drops again, but I got nauseous and threw up. See, that's why you're going too fast. You get it not going through the digestive system, it's going through the urine digestive system, but not quick enough, so it dumps into the blood, okay? That seemed to work. Okay, taking 6 drops again, I got nauseous, threw up, okay. I didn't even try 3 drops the rest of the day. Maybe I will this evening. I think I'm going to make it. Larry. Thanks for your help, Mark. I was really feeling symptoms today. It's crazy that I already feel them gone. When I dodged the flu, it was the same. I started MMS, and it felt like it zapped it. Boom. So crazy. Lola. I had another one. I don't know where I put that one. I think it might even be in this this week's. But it was a lady in Thailand, one of our bishops, her and her son, had the cough, right, mm-hmm. and had the sore throat. And she deals with a lot of people, mainly animals, but a lot of people too, but mainly animals. And animals really respond a lot more normally than people, because we're not animals. Let me go back to the other testimonies now. Okay, those including over the years certainly expected to. Okay, we know it works, but Jim Humble, Maria Crossfin. Hello, I wanted to become a certified minister. For some reason, I could not gain access to the site. I put them up just the way they are, so you know what we're answering people. You all been so influential in helping me heal. I always tell everyone that CD saved my life. Chlorine dioxide and animal products, mainly red meat with full fat, is restoring my life. What? Can't be! Yeah? Yeah, it is. Sorry. Don't you believe it. You don't believe it. I'm sorry. When you're sick, you need fat and you need protein. Even the high priests were given that. And the Bible says the people that eat, you're going to be walking now. You blew it in the garden. I quite rapidly lost my health in 2017. After, I believe, a flu injection and poor nutrition preceded by a pretty severe attack to the HPV shot earlier in my life, but somewhat recovered that one. My immune system tanked. I was sleeping 20 hours per day, barely able to eat food, and with a 10-10 headache every day, every minute of every day. Chlorine dioxide stopped my decline and helped me get some energy back. Now I'm generally sleeping 12 hours to 16 hours a day and reduce pressure of my head due to increased drainage. Yeah, you get the toxins out of there, the aluminum, the formaldehyde, the animal parts in there, the baby parts, and these vaccines, folks. Check it out. I did one, What's in the Vaccines. It's in my book. I've done a broadcast over it. The stuff that's in there is horrible. These Nazis need to be stopped. Once I stopped listening to the doctors, thank you, telling me to eat low fat and mainly vegan and switch to a primarily carnivore diet, my body started to rebuild. Start still healing, but only sleep about 10 hours, Joe. And I'm getting regeneration in all areas of my body. Hair, skin, nails, organs, hormones. Headache is slowly getting there. Now starting to take care of my narcissist car. See, I put it up the way it is. Care of my tonsils, which are wrecked by antibiotics and with candida overgrowth. Listen to your radio broadcast now. I am now in a position to help others and have people coming to see me for the sacraments. In order to not have repercussions, I want to become a minister. Any help in getting the process started would be much appreciated. God bless. So we sent him off all his stuff. He says, I want to start a church in my house, and start dealing with sacraments from my house. That's the way to do it, folks. I'm talking to people now. They want to do this and that and come up with a new product. You know, same thing, but new product. You do what you want. I'm doing a church. I'm doing this. I want to start one in every nation of the world and then train others in that nation to go other parts. That's my goal. Anybody want to help? Throw us $10 million. I'll give my book away free, and we'll go to those countries. Ivy Rifad. It is obvious they do not want this out for us to use because it threatens the money they make off of being sick. Yeah, Bill Gates is going to kill you, take your money, and laugh at you. Big Pharma wants us sick. Yep, Nazi medicine, all these doctors. Yeah, I don't want me sick. Who are they healing then? We have the results. They don't have shit. Oh, yeah, you go in there, you stitch you, throw a little antibiotic stuff on you, go away. Most likely that will work. A lot of times it doesn't, though, and you have to go deeper and cut it, and they get gangrene, but we take care of the gangrene. So you should have listened to us in the first place. They poison our food, our water, everything. MMS is a threat to their rule over us. Thank you, Age of Truth, in Genesis 2. We're on a place called, 3 weeks we've been on there, Age of Truth, and we've had like 13,000 views, Joe. Great guys. And they locked down Denmark. I told them how to, if it's mandatory vaccines, I told you even how to neutralize that. Okay? But we told you, get on the MMS. Spindarella, one day, I was deathly ill and couldn't figure out what was wrong. My doctor wanted me to be on antibiotics. It was my dentist who recognized a systemic candida infection. He sent me to an ND, natural doctor, who helped me go into remission from Hodgkin's lymphoma. We had traveled around the world to try alternate cures. With 1 month to live, he found her. She healed him with MMS. I got horrible Herxheimer reaction, but gradually recovered completely my health. Love it. Pat, MMS is the best medicine I've ever used. I take it for cancer. We've saved our cat's life with it, and my dog had taken it every day for the last 2 years. She is 16 years old. I only take MMS, no other medications or chemo or radiation or surgery. I feel great every day. That NASA guy was absolutely lying about MMS. And Lisa, you know that if you listen. That Nash guy. In my third book, Did we mention? Yeah, my third. No. We have our, oh, we just watched the broadcast with David Smith. Daniel Smith.
Daniel Smith.
Listen to that guy, Nash. He's a punk, okay? Little punk. Liar. We get affidavits, a lion, that missionary saw his wife taking experimental drugs that would do this, this, and this to your blood, and it did, and there was an autopsy.
You know, it probably was.
Nash is a piece of shit.
This type of chloroquine. Hydroxyl may have been in that one.
Chloroquine, experimental
malaria drug.
We'll read the side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a liar. Thank you, Pat, for pointing it out again. It really pisses me off. The NASA guy, absolutely lying. Follow the directions and try eat healthy, and you will not have a problem. Thanks, Mark, Joe, and Jim. God bless you for helping so many people. I have viewed hundreds of testimonies of people that have cured many diseases with MMS, and will never go without it. Yeah, well, there's the testimonies. Well, we're putting them back up again. And, you know, it's kind of tough when you get 3 million views in different areas, and they wipe you out. Google, for YouTube, Google makes an algorithm and admits it. Tells, because they own YouTube, and says they're doing it there. Wipe this out. If even people search for things, people try to put it back up. They do it on Google, too. Get out of Google and do the same search for MMS. Mark Grennan, Jim Humble, Genesis 2 Church. See the difference between the something like DuckDuckGo or EntireWeb.com. Those are the ones I use now. Do it. See if we're lying to you. If you're lying, you got to watch out. If you're not, psh. Keep your vaccine. I got MMS. Yeah. Many, treating many things, and they are responding so well. All different things, so the word spins around. And we've grown grassroots. That's what we've done, folks. That's what we've been doing. I think we have the coronavirus. Oh, this is the, okay, I put this on the other one. This is our health minister. I had the coronavirus, Kaylin and me. That's her son. All symptoms described. Dry cough, fever. Kaylin's lungs were hurting. Took protocol 1000 and colloidal silver for gargling. Within 3 days, all gone. Just some leftover dry cough. That's it. Okay? Thank you, sweetie. She's a good one. I love her. She's a good one. She's a good girl. And she's doing a lot of stuff for animals. If you're in Thailand, get in touch with me if you need anything there. She's a good one. Well, I keep banging along. We know. See, you can't scare people. You really can't. What are you going to take our money? Don't have it. What are you going to take our fame? Don't want it. What are you going to take our life? It's not mine. I am bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies, which are his. Huh? So, I'm bought with a price. God owns me. Well, I like. I don't care what you like. Don't you understand? You can say whatever you want. We don't care what your opinion is. You don't care about my feelings? Really don't. If I'm telling you the truth, and you get upset because you don't understand or don't do it, or just believe the TV, I don't care. Because so many people listen to us that do care, Joe. We had, what, 1,300 people last week? Just new people sign up for our newsletter? Mm-hmm. That's just in English. What about Spanish? What about what we're doing in Spanish? We have everything in Spanish. We have stuff in Portuguese. The movie's in 10 subtitled languages. Let me get on with these testimonies. Hi, yes, it certainly does work. It's natural. Doesn't have any side effects like drugs. You're not supporting the Rothschilds. Yeah. Yeah. Really, the only ones behind the Rothschilds is Illuminati. After them is Satan, Luciferians. Okay? And you got Rockefeller and those guys under them, and boom, 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 bang. You know the Rothschilds own every central bank on the earth at the, what is it called, Joe? Bank of International Settlement. And all your taxes are paid to the Fed, and then they go to Washington, D.C., and then they go to government, the London, City of London, then they go to the Vatican, or the then they go to the BIS, to the Vatican, or the Vatican, the VIS. Check it out. Our Constitution was made null and void in 1871. Check out the 1871 Act. Now every president's a CEO. It's incorporated in Delaware. Check these things out. You're just idiots if you don't check it out. Look after it. MMS heals. I helped a woman cure diabetes too and colitis too. She was completely healed in 6 weeks. She did protocol 1000. Keep spreading the truth. Nightbreed. I've been using MMS since 2009. Excellent info. Thanks. Good morning. Thank you for all your efforts to help humanity. I live in the U.S. in Chicago. I'm considering signing up as a health minister. I've been telling people about MS for years, especially after a loved one was cured of cancer from using it 3 years ago. Robert, I didn't write this shit. I know BBC or... Who was it? Was it BBC or... Somebody accused us of writing these every week. I screwed something up?
No, it's caught on your glasses.
Okay. Okay, yeah, here we go. Someone, see how we're writing them. I don't have time to write these every day. Okay? And I got another 30. Oh, I don't believe it. Okay, let me just show you right now. Because I'm not gonna have you think I'm lying to you. I just have to open that one up again. Let me show you what we got here, folks. We can show you exactly right here if I can find it, because I wrote a lot of stuff yesterday. It's just called, here it is. Okay. You don't believe me? Huh? You don't believe me, huh? Let me see if I can do this with people seeing it. Joe. Can I do it with people seeing me?
Just roll it. Scroll it.
With this, right?
What are you trying to do? Are your testimonies? Yeah, scroll. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's up to how many? What does it say?
34.
34. Okay. Here's one with a picture. Every picture's coming, we put them up. A dog. Okay? So next week I'll take 10 of them. I'll take 10 of them next week. Throw it in the newsletter. Now, it might be all coronavirus next week. Maybe we'll have some positives that we can say. But I don't think you think it, what it is. Huh?
I don't think you think it is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is what it is. Because I don't. But either way, let's say I'm wrong. I don't think I am, but let's say I'm somewhere in the middle or don't have all the facts, and they sure don't. Well, they know exactly what they're doing but and what their test is looking for and all that. That's a scam to get you hooked in. Mandatory vaccination coming. Now Fauci, little Nazi bastard. Yeah, it's horrible. The quicker Trump can get him away from him, the better off the world will be. And some other people. Fire him. Huh? Okay, I'll give you a challenge, sir, President Trump. Let me have 10 people, and let him have 10 people. I'll walk in without gloves and masks. I'll treat even all the doctors, the highest hotbed area. I'll be taking it every day. I mean, all the time, I'll have it right there with me. Oh, you wouldn't do that. Want to bet?
Yeah,
I'll have it with me. I'll be drinking every hour.
If you do that, it might be fatal, right? That's... Yeah. Poison.
And you separate these people, and we'll challenge you. You won't do it, you chemist, you evil Nazi doctor. Huh? You won't do it. Mr. Trump, that's my challenge to the world. But I'll tell you something else. You're not going to like Lisa. It makes me so excited today. We're talking to leaders all over the world. They don't give a shit what America's doing. They'll do what they're going to do. Going down. Going down. I love it. Crush it. Crush the big pharma. Get rid of them in every country and have hospitals for emergencies. Boomity bang, bing, boom. Trillions will crush the big pharma, will crush the healthcare system, will practice self-care, and use hospitals for emergencies. That's what I'm going to bring out next week, although I'm bringing it out right now, but... I will do it in more of a detail so more people can even read it. Okay. I've mentioned my book. This is where you get it, folks. I'd say, listen, three free things you can do. You can get my free ebook, first 90 part, at www.g2books.org. I want to eventually give this whole thing, the whole full ebook, not the printed one, to the whole world. I want to. And even put it in more. The free book is in Spanish, English, and Portuguese. I want to probably get into 10 or 15 other translations for the ebook, which you'll eventually put in printed. But, Joe, we can get the ebook to everybody. Mm-hmm. Billions. Okay? And they can click on the links, too. To me, it's the best way to go. We don't even have to print it. We don't have to spend. I spent a lot of money to print this huge book. This one, Volume 2, is even more. It's thicker. See? Not much. This is like 375. This is like 320 pages. So, man, you get an ebook, boom, bitty, boom. And I'm giving you the first part of it. And then if you buy it, it's only $19. Wow, that'd be something. A billion people paid $19. Man, we'd be able to backslap Bill Gates and all his friends. I'd put probably 90% of it just improving this. And then making it free to many parts of the world. Okay? So, get the free ebook. One of the best things to do is get the QuantumLeap.is film. It's free. 58 minutes, 10 subtitle languages, and we'll be doing those more as time goes on. But we have it in what, Joe? Chinese.
10 languages. 11, right?
Tell me.
Chinese, German, Portuguese.
French, Spanish, Italian.
French, Spanish,
Slovakian,
Italian.
Slovenian. I say Portuguese, French,
Hebrew, I think.
Arabic, I think. I'd like to get in Hebrew. Okay, you get that film. You watch it. Wow. I sent it to some pretty connected people around this world this week. They came back and go, wow, man. And it's activating more countries to look and listen. That's why I'd like the whole world just to get it here. Everybody gets it in their mailbox. The e-boat. Probably blocked by who? Google. Probably blocked by so many.
No,
probably have to get a completely uncensored. But I have some very good contacts now that it might happen. Okay, but the worst case scenario is you have to spend $19.99. But you can get the first half or first quarter, and that will open your eyes and say, wow, I didn't know that. I'm going to check this out. No wonder he's saying they're Nazis, because they are Nazi trained. Okay, you get that? The second book just came out. Again, it's an e-book, okay? The second and third volume that's coming out soon. I'm not going to be... We have to live off something to live off of. So if we can get to the point where we don't have to live off of this and it's paid enough to I can get it around the world for free, that's my prayer. You know, all the Christians out there, pray. Ask God. Because these punks in this world, these Luciferians, these satanic people, and even the blind people, they'll fight you tooth and nail because they're defending the medical people. Hey, those people, I think they're putting their lives in danger. Some of them are. Because these dead people are weak people. Okay? So some of these are sick themselves. So yeah, people are going to die. And they don't have to. Needlessly. Now we got a guy that's in Ghana. Great guy. We're trying to raise him $10,000. We only have another 11 days. We've got 10,000. Excuse me. We've got 2,250. On the 15th, we're sending him everything we got. It's all we can do. We're going to raise as much as we can. We put some of that in there. Almost 1,000. So really not a lot of people responded. But that's okay. God's going to take care of him. And if we get a big chunk of money, yeah, we'll definitely throw him some. But maybe he can get it on payment. Maybe he can sell his station wagon and put it in. I don't know. But we're going to get him as much as we can. But if anybody's out there and says, hey, how much you need? We need $8,000 more. Maybe 8 people can send us 1,000 or 80 people can send us 100. I don't know. I don't try to work it out. I just kind of give it an easy formula to do it. Anybody out there want to throw 8,000 to this guy? Do it. Do it. Worthy guy. Going a lot of places. And that's not the only place in the world we're doing this. We have right now, I would say I could go to 10 countries and set up a base. Hopefully be able to give them a vehicle, give them a place to either buy it or rent it, supply them, and go, buddy. You're training now, and they're going to come to you. Okay? That's what we want to do. And you can also get our listen to our G2 voice right here. Oh, yeah, and we do have another free thing, and that's the newsletter. Go there and sign up. We're getting blocked by who? Google Chrome, Yahoo, McAfee virus protection, Google. Why would they attack us? Why? Because of the results, not our belief, the results of what we're doing. Okay? That's what everything looks at. I was talking to a couple of world leaders. They said, show me the results. I said, well, this coronavirus, we don't have many yet, but we will. I mean, they might not be tested, but they'll have all the symptoms or whatever. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, don't accept it. Look at Ebola. Look at Zika. Huh? Look at cancer. Look at all this other. This is going to come and go. We're going to wipe this out either way. Okay? Okay? This is going to come and go. Look at the stuff we're curing every year and the amounts.
Does our, what is it, the benefits outweigh the risks?
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second. So we have places you can catch us. How long have we been into this? I don't even know.
Hour five.
Wow. So I'm just having a good time, Joe. I'm so excited what's going on. In fact, if they shot me right now, I'd be just be one of the highlights of my life.
I've said enough.
They got it. Go back and read and listen. Okay? Let's see where else. The protocol videos we have of how to start. And we offer this stuff free in my ebook. No, it's not in there. But on BitChute, we have it on there on the G2 Church channel. Okay? It's Sacramento Protocol videos. Psh, right there. How to start and how to go up to Protocol 4000. Okay? And how to like do a spray ball, a few other things. But if you really want to go further, that will cure you. Want to go further? You can do what these people are saying. I want to become a health minister. I want to take the course. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, good. And you can practice self-care and teach others. And have them give you a donation. And you can be self-sufficient. That's another thing. We want to create jobs in a very good self-care industry. I don't even want to call it industry. Self-care program, self-care. We'll have to think about how to end that because I don't like industry. Seems like, you know.
Yeah.
It's nasty. So we got a lot of stuff coming in about 5G that I'm going to talk about. Listen in next week, folks. Well, before next week, you get the newsletter probably Tuesday or Wednesday. Go to www.g2churchnews.org, and it's right there. Right here, it's saying where it also is in the newsletter. Right, Joe, where is that? Help me here.
The newsletter?
Yeah. Where is it? I missed it. I just
newsletter's in the description.
Right, yeah. G2Church.is newsletter or MMSnews.org or G2Church.news.org. Okay? And that's where you can find it. We've got four or five places. We've thrown off everything else. We got G2 Voice with video and audio. Brighteon. Mike Adams started. He was on here. Started that about 6 months before I saw when he got thrown off YouTube. As soon as he started, I put my stuff up there. BitChute, these are two uncensored G2 Church channel. MeWe and Telegram. Every week I put up the video, okay? And the Sacramento videos, and then we have testimonies, and they're being built even more. I got people putting up, we're going to put about 20 or 30 a week now. We're putting up
testimonies,
from the old newsletters.
Yeah.
We never got them up. So within the next 6 months, you probably will have thousands, okay? And there already are a few hundred, but... And then the new, when you click on the video on MMS News, MMSTestimonials.co, it was on YouTube. So we're replacing them with the BitChute or the Brighteon, okay? Maybe both will be there. What's the other one that took us off? Vimeo? Right away.
Vimeo, yeah, they dumped us quick.
We spent a lot of time in that. Those pieces of shit, you're just shit to me. You're the excretion of a virus. Shit. Okay? I don't like you talking about... I have a couple Christians. I don't like you talking about that. Well, don't you know your Bible? Paul used a word called dung. Dung. Joe, what is dung?
Shit.
I'm not jesting, folks. I'm serious. Shit is waste. Useless waste. Has to come out, though. So, I made not a mistake. I just didn't add the other one in yet because when I first heard that people were taking chloroquine and Z-Pak, I'm like, oh, shit. Then a million people from the drug company from Israel sent a million doses. I'm like, that's poison, man. I took it in Africa. It was called Sunday medicine. Mm-hmm. I took it there, okay? Z-Pak I took. We had it in our house, Joe. In our pharmacy, in our house for like 15 years. I gave it to people. Back then I was with the medical people. I didn't check in. These are still great people. Their friends gave up their time to help us and do surgeries and stuff. helped a lot of people. But the medical, even some of the medical people, they would say, Mark, don't give him too much medicine. It'll wipe out your flora. I'm like, I'm just telling you what you're telling me to you. I don't know how to use this shit. Okay? So chloroquine, Z-Pak, and hydroxychloroquine we're going to talk about today. And in the beginning, we said what? If the risk outweigh the benefits, I want to show you the risk. Okay, I'm going to show you. I'm not going to get, I'm going to, my testimony of chloroquine. While I was in Nigeria as a missionary, I took what they called Sunday anti-malaria medicine because we took it every Sunday. That was chloroquine or a chloroquine derivative. Okay, basically that's what hydroxychloroquine is. And they're the same side effects, almost exact. Well, after a few weeks, I started seeing double severe headaches, which is a sign of toxicity. See, I didn't know what I know now. My wife started hallucinating and had bowel problems. We stopped her after a few months, and all the symptoms went away. That's toxic, right? I didn't know about MMS then. Mm-hmm. Wish I did. I had malaria 3 times, Joe. What are the side effects of chloroquine from studies done on humans? Okay. Let's read. I'll do chloroquine first, then I'll do hydroxychloroquine, then I'll do Z-Pak. You tell me, folks. And right after a couple of people in Nigeria, a bunch of people died from taking chloroquine. Well, they took too much. It's a freaking poison. Look at the side effects. I'm just not going to get into it, people. I'll go off on people. Look at the list of these freaking, I don't say the word F you today. Freaking and shit is about the most I say. Oh, bastards. Maybe a witch bitch. Okay? That's just a female dog.
Yeah.
Female. So, I don't care if you like it. I don't care. I don't care. Shut it off if you don't like it. You're going to hear exactly the way I talk. Now, when I was a pastor, I didn't do that back then. I did say shit a couple times. I was talking about some testimonies. Because in Africa, the little kids say, I have to shit. I have to shit. Don't say that! Well, no, come on, man.
You're just
a silly little being. Okay? So all I'm going to say is, Joe, I'm just going to go through it. Anxiety, attempts at killing oneself. Back, leg, and stomach pains. What is this telling you? Black, tarry stool. Blood in the urine. Blurred and decreased vision. Change in near or distant. Chest pain, chills, colds, confusion. Ringing in the ears. Coughing, dark urine, diarrhea, difficulty in focusing, difficulty in speaking, difficulty in swallowing, disturbed color perception, dizziness, faintness, lying or sitting position. Oh, when in a lying or sitting position. Drooling, fast, slow, irregular pounding heartbeat. What is that telling you, man? Feeling others are watching you. Now, let me stop right there before I go any further because it's going to make sense the rest of the way. In the book of Revelation, 2 times the word pharmacia is mentioned of being controlling the world and their sorceries and their sorceries, the evil people of the world. Guess what the Greek word for sorcery is? Pharmakia. Pharmakia. Okay? Poison makers. That's what pharmacy means. Wake up. Open your eyes. Start reading real history. The Bible.
When you said stop for a second right there, I thought you were going to say, I always feel like somebody's watching me. You know, I thought you were going to start singing that song. I'm like,
yeah, you thought of that song. They're like, watching me. Yeah. Fever. General tiredness. Hallows around the lights. Headache. Hearing loss. Inability to move eyes. Increased blinking. If the risks outweigh the benefits.
Get it off your beard.
Huh?
Get it off your beard.
Okay. Joint or muscle pain. Live, hive-like swellings in the face. Those are all results. Ears, eyes, lips, nose, throat, legs, sex organs, feet. All signs of what?
Intoxication, allergic reaction.
Allergic reaction, for sure. Loss of balance. Back pain, muscle trembling, jerking, muscle pain, night blindness, nausea, overbright lights. Man, you having some side effects or what? Risk, painful, urination, pale skin, pinpoint red spots, puffiness or swelling, red skin lesions, often with a purple center, red irritated eyes, related shuffling walk, skin rash, hive, itching, sore throat. A lot of things are the same side effects as this so-called virus. Ulcers, sores, sticking out of the tongue. What does that mean? What's that? I'm taking my... I'm on the pill. What the heck does that mean? Sweating, swelling, painful glands, tightness in the chest, trouble breathing. Tunnel vision, twitching, twisting, uncontrolled movements, leg, face, the leg. What is that called? Restless leg syndrome. Because of toxin. My book, I lay it down. Number one killer. Number one disease in the world. A cause of disease of the body of the world is toxins. Number one. If you can prove me wrong, I'll challenge you to it. Switch. Okay, uncontrolled movements. Unusual bleeding. Does the wrist outweigh the benefits, Joe? Unusual tightness, weakness, vomiting, yellow eyes and skin. Cold, clammy skin. Sometimes of overdose. That's enough.
Symptoms of overdose.
You've even overdosed.
No.
That's enough.
That's just the normal dose.
Yeah. Okay, all this other crap. Okay. And why doesn't it say death? Because some people died the other day when they took it. I got a couple articles of it. Trump's on the do it. Guy in, I think, Arizona. Okay, here's some. Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Epidermal nigricollosis, okay? Change in hair color. Hair loss. Toxins again. Depigmentation of the skin. Vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. Thank you. Okay, I'm just looking up a few others. Here's psychiatric, depression, confusion, insomnia, convulsive seizures, nerve-type deafness, tinnitus, rare, hypotension. Oh, heart failure, Joe. Heart failure.
Stopped.
What?
Stopped working.
Yeah, is that death?
It failed to work, yeah.
Complete heart block, conductive disorders, anaphylactic shock reaction. Joe, this is just sick. Hepatitis. Destroy liver enzymes. Pain at the site. Look at this one. Pain at the site of injection. Come on.
What? Something's going to hurt when you stick it in your arm.
Lord help me. Okay, so is that toxic? Well, people in Nigeria poisoned themselves after Trump said chloroquine was CV-19 cure. Okay? He got that from somebody. He gets bad counsel. He throws it out there. He gets blamed. These people take it on March 24th in Nigeria, okay? Then in Arizona, a man dies of taking a form of chloroquine used to treat aquariums. Okay. A man is dead and his wife is under critical condition after two took chloroquine phosphate, okay? Chloroquine side effects, common, severe, long-term, and that's what I covered, okay? Now, let's go into the one the same, but this one and Z-Pak will take care of it, okay? Really? Or does it just heal themselves and they're lucky? Because look at these side effects. Almost exactly the same. Blistering, peeling, loosening of skin, blurred vision, chest discomfort, pain and tightness, cough and hoarseness, dark urine, diarrhea, urination, coloring, difficulty, breathing, Joe. That's a coronavirus side effect. Dizziness, fainting, pounding of chest, feeling the others are watching you. Might be they're watching you. Sorcery.
Also.
Huh? Sorcery? Pharmaceutical? Feeling the others can hear you. Maybe the devil's coming you when you open yourself up to pharmaceuticals. Is that what the Bible's saying?
It's a drug.
Noisy breathing, painful urination, hearing loss, sore throat, severe mood. This is my newsletter. Read it. Well, sorry, this one isn't. I forgot to put this one in because I only thought they were talking about chloroquine. But you can go to, I'll show you at the end, where you can get it. Uncontrolled twisting, movement, swollen glands, swelling of feet, stomach pain, nightmares, unusual bleeding, drowsiness, dry mouth, mood changes, no pulse or blood pressure. What is that going to lead to? You got no pulse when you're dead too, right? Numbness or tingling in the hands, unconsciousness, nausea, nightmares. I think this has to do with when you take drugs, you open yourself up to the spirit world. That's why it's called pharmaceuticals, okay? In the book of Revelation. Cardiovascular can result in what? Fatal cardiac failure. What does that mean?
Heart failure.
Failure. It says it twice. It's a double. It says failure, and it says fatal. I could just say fatal, or I could say cardiac failure, right? Okay. Dermatological pigments changing the skin, bleaching of hair, alopecia, cirrhosis, porosis, rash, pigment changes in the skin. Just Stephen Johnson's very common abdomen pain and, oh, very common, 10% or more. Abdomen pain and nausea. We say that and they go, right? Because you go slow, you won't even have it. They say it, it's just common. It's just common. And it's FDA approved. Hepatitis. Abnormal liver function. Let me go, I'm going to sneeze. The reason why I sneeze and my throat cough is because of the damage in my throat, folks, okay? Just so you know. Just so you know. People go, he sounds sick. I'm not sick at all. I'll swim. I'll race you to swim in a race. Swimming. Not running. Motorcycle maybe, but not running. Abnormal liver function. Formerly hepatic failure. Hyposensitivity. Allergic reactions. Hypersensitivity, excuse me. Hypoglycemia. It's wiping out your body, your liver. Skeleton myopathy, neuromyopathy, progressive weakness and atrophy of muscles. They just start stiffen up. Headache, dizziness, again. Vertigo, seizure, nerve deafness, blurred vision, blurring of vision. Blurred vision, tinnitus, hearing loss, nervousness, psychosis, suicidal behavior. You want to kill yourself? Why does the devil want to kill yourself? Do you open yourself up to demons? Most of the people that are possessed on this earth are in psychiatric hospitals.
Yeah, and they open themselves up. They keep them crazy like that on the drugs.
Yep. Bronchospasm. You want to do some... Hey, Lisa, you want to do some investigative porter? Report a guy up there in... It wasn't Vagina. It was Regina. That's how I remember it. Sorry. Regina. They took him because he thought people were listening, bugging his phones and stuff. And they threw him in a mental hospital and started injecting him every day. I called him and he goes, they won't stop. I said, don't retake it. They'll put me in a straitjacket. I'm like, shit. Okay, can you get any MMS? No. But they say let me out next week. Get out, had a massive heart attack. Investigate that. Huh?
Killing them, people.
Oh, you want his name? We called him Maverick. Joey. Where is it? Where did I put it? Is it in this? Oh, it might not be in this copy.
Maverick was John.
No.
Glover.
Glover, yeah. But David, Bishop David Glover. I know we call him Maverick. That's why I forgot his whole full name. It's in my book. Gave his life. Huh? Well, that's why I mentioned Jesus so much. He gave his life, too. Okay, now let's go into the Z-Pack. It's almost the same, Joe. It's ridiculous. Dosage, who cares about that? I don't even know what they're talking about. They just see what they can get away with. Azithromycin. I took this, I think, a couple times, but I don't even know what it was for, Joe, way back, but I gave it to a lot of people. Diarrhea, loose bowels, fever, cracking, blistering, swelling, abdominal pain, blistering, swelling, bloody, cloudy urine, stools burning while urinating, chest pains, cough increased, another thing, cough producing mucus, that'll make you go, right? Doc, you're in difficult, there's difficult breathing, difficult and labored breathing. Another one, that's the same thing, dizziness, drowsiness. Same thing as the coronavirus, Joe. Fast irregular pounding, heart rate, headache, indigestion, slow heart rate also. Hives on the skin, sexual organs, discolored skin, nausea, noisy breathing, passing of gas. Irritate eyes, irritate this, running nose, sniffling, sneezing, stomach pain again, snuffing nose, sweating, swelling, tightness in the chest, swelling glands, trouble sleeping, swallowing, unusual bleeding, vomiting, blood, voice change, eyes yellow, because it's killing the liver.
It's destroying the body.
Blurred vision, coma, confusion, constipation, depression, diarrhea, faintness, lightheadedness, hives, greatly increased urination, hostility, irritability, lethargy, loss of feeling, muscle twitching, pain. Huh?
Lethargy.
Oh, lethargic. Rapid weight loss because you're poisoning yourself. Seizures. I was going to say stupid. Stupor. Stupor. Weight loss. Acid, sour stomach, bad unusual pleasant taste in your mouth, belching, burning in the stomach, craving, change in taste, change. This is all toxins. Crying. Depersonalization. What the heck does that mean?
You're no longer personable. You don't get near.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Stay away from me.
That sounds like what you need in this situation to stay at home, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing that is, I will say there's a little bit of a goal about staying home. It's when they had leprosy and funguses in the walls and stuff. They said, stay home, wash, stay away from people. And they separated the lepers. They did that in the Bible, okay? See if they die enough or not. Most of the time it was judgment of God. Increase of body movements, itching vagina, so that's candy to overgrowth, nervousness, mental depression, pain during sexual intercourse. That started probably because of the candida. Probably. Restlessness, sensation of spinning, shaking. The devils are beating your ass. Again, vaginal discharge. Difficulty moving, muscle stiffness, pain in the joints, redness. Severe sunburn. It's destroying the pigments in your skin that protect you, Joe. That's why you even become alopecia and those dots. What is that called again?
Vitiligo.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. You're so good at that. I can't remember that. Hard stools, pain, abdomen pain, gastrin, flatulation, dyspepsia, stomachitis. Those are all stuff in the stomach. Gastritis, look at this. Candida, abdominal distension, eructation, pancreatitis. All this can lead to diabetes too. Discoloration, gastrointestinal disorder, hemorrhagic. I mean, this is dealing with the hemolog, the blood, not hep. Hypoglobin, lymphocytes decreased. This stuff can cause all this stuff. It looks like you got cancer. Or you got this. No, you're taking this stupid medicine. Nervous system, headache, nausea, convulsions, edema. And they mentioned injection point pain. Infection, yeah. Because you're destroying the immune system. Deafness. Joe, 10%, up to 10% deafness. Candida, yeah. Tinnitus.
You see the percentage of the gastrointestinal one?
What?
Up to 52% get diarrhea, 32% get nausea, abdominal pain, loose stools. These are all over
20%.
That's okay, right?
Because it's FDA approved.
That's 20 to 50% of the people that use it.
We probably have a little bit, and then it goes right away because we just get rid of it by going down. That's why ever since we started slow, you hardly ever hear that anymore.
But that's it. Gastrointestinal. You know, that's our. These have, look, nervous system, local, other, metabolite,
yeah.
Respiratory.
This is crazy, Joe. Necrosis, toxic epidermal necrosis. This is crazy. I get so sick of this. Increased blood alkaline. Yeah. That is a problem. You'd probably never be alkaline. Ever. Ever. Read my book. Or just read about, we covered it on G2 Voice.
We have a broadcast, alkalinity versus acidity.
Acidity versus alkalinity, right. Yeah. Thank you. There's almost that happened. My book. Shut off.
Just shut down?
Just my computer just completely shut off. That is insane. Joe, can you read on there?
Yeah, and they have, we got nervous system problems, like headache, dizziness. Where were you at, though?
I don't know.
Dermatological.
I was getting near the end.
You can get a rash. These are the side effects from the study they did. Stevens Johnson syndrome. What the heck is that?
I looked it up one time. I forget right at the top. I've only had a few people come to me with that. I forget. People can look it up. You know, people, they just start looking stuff up, man.
Dehydration, pneumonia, respiratory disorder, cough, asthma, bronchitis. That's, you know, from taking the drug. And then you get the skeleton problems. You have back pain, neck pain, increased in creatine. That's another thing in the body.
It's wild that that shut off.
Vaginal
like
infections, testicular disorder, allergic reaction, fatal and
anaphylactic again. Look, see?
Anaphylactic reaction. Yeah, that's it.
What does that say? Fatal what?
Fatal anaphylactic.
What does fatal mean?
Just means.
I gotta know.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Death.
Yeah. They just say fatal. I've heard them say, they try to be so slick, a fatal episode.
It can cause hepatitis, cause visual impairment, hepatic failure, fatal hepatic failure. That's another death from liver shutdown.
From ZPAP.
Yeah, this is from the drug.
Take it! Take both of them! More people die. Bill Gates and his wife are laughing. Ted Turner. Huh? He wants it down to 300 million people. Not billion, million people on the earth. Not America, the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what he's saying about the Georgia Guidestones? Some patriot, some hero, went painted all kinds of crap all over it. I was so happy. Yeah, wish I had done that. Now people are blowing up
the
5G
towers. Yeah.
Take them all down.
Oh, I just saw, what's it
called? Oh, he just is promoting destroying towers. No, after next week, you might take them down.
Yeah, like, see, look, 10 or 15 hours ago, they just did a independent London news station, did a thing about that, the 5G coronavirus conspiracy. They were talking about all this stuff, and... Yeah, see, now they're burning down the towers and stuff.
Well, I will say this. People say, what are you talking about? This is crazy. I will say this, and I'll get into it more next week, I promise. Okay, I got to stop right now. But what 5G does, and it's in every area where it broke out, is it disrupts and poisons the human cell. And that poisoned human cell gives off something, a solvent called a virus. That's why you can't get it from chickens. It's a human... It gives off a virus, and they cause the same symptoms of 5G, okay, Joe? Same symptoms as this coronavirus. Now, let me add one more thing. I was talking to him. If I said his name, you'd know him. I'm not going to mention his name. He told me, Mark, he said, talked about 30 minutes. He said, you know, when I owned a certain company, and I would take people out to see our huge, you know, 5-meter, 8-meter, 10-meter, all those big satellite dishes. He said because groups would go, you know, we'd stay behind and everything, but groups would go. Women would start screaming when a flock of birds would come by and they drop right out of the sky, right in front of dead. Okay? This is a lot more powerful. It's very high voltage. It even has, Joe, a corona around it. Hmm. Coronavirus 19? Hey, we'll see you next week. God bless you. We're in a health revolution. Read our newsletter. Tune in. Get the books. Get the film. Get the newsletters. What else, Joe? Spanish, right?
Yeah, in Spanish, you can sign up for the... Puede apuntarse para el boletín informativo que es semanal. También el curso virtual. Pueden descargar el libro de Mark acá, que es Imagina un mundo sin malestar. Y en la descripción están los otros enlaces.
Do me one favor before you hang up or stop listening. Go to www.g2churchbooks.org, not advertising. I'm going to give it to you, the free ebook. Go there and get it. You decide. See if we're crazy or not. God bless you. We're in a health revolution. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
God bless.
We got MMS, we got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS, we got the solution. Well, if your health is not good, you're suffering. You back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.